In this video, we're going to be talking about segments and how it is that they can save you some time in Zimplero. So, a segment is a group of contacts that you can create and save that you can easily reuse in a variety of places. And it can help you save time because if you find yourself creating, let's say, email broadcasts or filtering by contacts and manually selecting groups of people over and over again, if you create a segment of people, this can help save some time by just doing it once. So let's go ahead and just create a test segment here to show you what I mean. So here we have a view that perhaps you're pretty familiar with because this looks pretty much exactly like the view of when you're selecting recipients for an email broadcast. And in this case, what we're doing here is we're just creating the list of people that we want to save that we can use in other places. As an example, we can even see that segments are also listed inside these group types. But for the sake of this example, we're just going to select list subscribers, and we'll select perhaps this list here, and we'll go ahead and save our changes. We can also see that we have the ability, of course, to add conditions if we wanted to. So maybe people that are a subscriber of this list, but maybe only if they have a specific tag or if they purchased a specific product, then maybe that's what you'd want to add here in terms of a condition. But for this example, we'll just leave it as active subscribers of this list. We can also add a second group, or as many groups as you want, really, of a different kind of contact, or maybe subscribers of a secondary list. For this case, let's go ahead and just go with participants, maybe, of this product. So we'll go ahead and say, okay, we want participants included, active participants wanting content emails, and we'll go ahead and save our changes. So you can see here this currently says zero, and that means that basically people that are included in this list that also are a participant for this product, we don't have anybody that's going to be added here into this segment. We also are avoiding duplicate emails, but this number of course would change. As an example, if someone became a participant in the future, this number would go up. Likewise, if someone unsubscribed from this list, this number will go down. This number of people that are in this segment is going to be controlled when you're going to need it, right? So if you want to send an email, let's say, to a segment of people, the actual number of recipients would be calculated when the email is sent. You can also manually recalculate by clicking here and then click recalculate if you needed to do that. So now we have a segment, right? And how is it that we can use this to help save us some time? So I'll go ahead and just duplicate this. And the first place I'm going to go is actually our contacts page. This is something I find useful when needing to look for and find specific contacts in my account. For example, let's say that I wanted to look for people that are subscribed by a list. You can do that here by going by list subscription. Of course, you can also go into lists to do this, but I like contacts because this also gives me a variety of options. And you can also see here that I can filter my contacts by segment. So let's go ahead and go with this test segment here. So these are all contacts that are in this test segment. So from here, I can, of course, access my action menu. I can do a variety of things like send emails, add tags to their account, maybe start an automation for them. This is just a quick way to do something specific. And of course, when we have a test segment, we don't need to select multiple filter options in this case. So this is just a way to help save you time because I would have had to select list, which list, and then in this case, I also would have need to find, you know, are they a participant on a specific product? Maybe if I had also selected a tag they needed to have, you can see that it starts to build up. And if you just create a segment, all you need to do is select the segment and then you're good to go. The same thing's going to happen when we're looking at a broadcast as an example. We can create a broadcast. I'm just going to go through the defaults here just to show you the recipient page, which is going to look very familiar. Already we can see this is looking, if we click edit, very similar to this page, right? In terms of being able to select the groups and inclusions and exclusions. So we can see here that this is, again, looking very similar. So here we can see inside the broadcasts that we have the ability, instead of just selecting list subscribers and going through our contacts that we want to select, we can also just select a segment. And this is going to help save time, because all we need to do is just select the segment, save your changes, and then you know that that segment contains these people that you've already set up here, right? And so it's just going to pull from this information you've already set up in the past. So we can include the segment here as the recipient of this email broadcast you want to send out, and then go ahead and just send out the email. So as you can see, that just with a little bit of time with setting up these segments, we can now use these in a variety of ways and to help keep you organized and help save you time in Simplero. I hope this helps. Thank you.